Live football from Villa Park with Birmingham Sport on BHBN Hospital Radio, sponsored by Chiltern Railways Mainline.
You join us as Aston Villa play Spurs, Tottenham Hotspur at home in a vain attempt to turn around what has been a very disastrous campaign for them so far. It is the lion mascot that embodies this proud, proud football club, the biggest club in the West Midlands, and it's the heart of a lion that these fans desperately want their side to show. It's Eric Lamela running through the centre. Harry Kane is through. Here is Harry Kane. He's chipped it over. It's just over the bar from Harry Kane. He just lifted it over the on-rushing Brad Guzan and couldn't get it to drop underneath that bar, but it was agonisingly close. Garner racing forwards. It's a great turn of pace. He's racing towards the boxes. He's going to take a shot. He slides in. The Villa player really gets dead, though. His touch lets him down. Villa have cleaned it up with Carlos Gil. And Hutton has the ball on the right side. The Villa fans roar. They sense Spurs might be vulnerable here. Brilliant ball taken quickly. Harry Kane's through. He makes it to goal. Brilliant play from Spurs. That was so excellent. It was a quick free kick. And it was just lofted through, I think, really quick thinking from either Dele Alli or Moussa Dembele. And Harry Kane completely took apart the Aston Villa back line, beat the offside trap.
Ashley Wedgwood still with a little bit of a limp, tries to find the ball. But it's half-time at Villa Park. Aston Villa nil, Tottenham 1. It was Harry Kane putting the dagger into the heart right at the very end of the first half of astutely defiant Aston Villa defence.
But a chance here for Spurs on Easter Box dangerously, and it's a goal. It's Harry Kane again, Phil. It's just so heartbreaking for Aston Villa. It's just a quick break down that left-hand side from Spurs, and no one picking up Harry Kane in the box. He's in good form, but it's just effortless for him at the moment.
That went so quickly, but it stung. It really did sting, and you could feel the whole ground sort of deflate.
They've started to get into their groove now. They're looking like the top table side. Boos now around the arena. We're not really sure what for, to be honest. There's learner out banners, and the Villa fans in the North End are applauding the learner out banners. The reason why they're booing is because the stewards are trying to take the learner out banners off the fans. This is a sign of a club in absolute turmoil.
All the focus seems to be on the antics around the pitch, which is not where you want it to be on
Absolutely.
A Sunday Premier League afternoon.
Ayew nearly tripped. He's on the edge of the box now. He's worked his way in. Right, the touchline passes it in. It's Chester. Oh, it's a Kennedy. It's a close bar for Aston Villa. The closest they've come to scoring in such a long time at home. As Villa whip the corner in, it looks good. It's headed over by Andrew Green. It's goal! It's so wide. It was Joleon Lescott in so much space in front of goal. Hugo Lloris fires the goal kick long, and the full-time whistle is blown. Boos ring around Villa Park, but you feel like the boos are directed more at the club than the players. The tunnel opens up, and it's full-time Aston Villa 0, Spurs 2. A much more promising display than those of late at Villa Park, but that is three straight losses at this stadium. There comes a point when you just have to be resigned to relegation, but nevertheless, they will look forwards to the next nine games that will, of course, close off and define their season. Maybe staying up is just a bridge too far now.
Birmingham Sport on BHBN Hospital Radio, sponsored by Chiltern Railways Mainline.